Okay, Rav Yosef. Okay, starting packet Tezayin. I think Bez Hashem, I spoke to Max, and we decided that this week we'll just continue. Even Sunday we'll do brachas, because I want to finish up, you know, because the week after we have to do Chazara, and then there's Machina, you know. So, and Shemek Ona we'll do Bez Hashem next semester. We'll, you know, do more packets on Shemek Ona, etc. And okay, so till now we've been speaking, you know, primarily about Rabbi Natan's opinion. Parenthetically, I don't know if we stress this enough, that Rav Avadia Yosef holds that for Shabbos one should keep Rabbi Natan, but he holds to do Shalos Manios. That's a different approach than anything we've seen till now. Meaning, say today is let's take today. So from Neitz till Shkia is how many minutes? From Neitz till Shkia today. Yeah, we did it yesterday. 9 hours and 17 minutes. Okay, so now we'll divide that by 12. 4 to 6.5. Right. And now if we do so now Shalos Manios would say 1 hour and 12 minutes, so then the hour would be what, 45 minutes? Right? And then so the hour is 45 minutes, and then the 12 minutes would be 9 minutes. It would be six. It would be 69. How much? 40. It would be 54 minutes. Right. But in the summer, the Shalos Manios are longer. So then, what did we pick? You said June 15th is it? So what? What did we get for Shalos Manios? Was how much? What? For Shalos Manios. It would be what? 91.96. So because Rav Avadia Yosef says that for Shabbos you should be machmir for Rabbi Natan and do Shalos Manios. So Shalos Manios is not the Michas Kohen, it's not the Shavos, it's not the 16.1. It's a different thing. That's what Rav Avadia Yosef holds. Even though when it comes to Bris Milah, he holds that we don't follow Rav Avadia Yosef.
I mean, it's not Shabbos in the sense that it's exactly
72
minutes.
It's 72
minutes everywhere you are.
Right. But the bottom line is still, it's not consistent 72. What's the Cheshbon? Shalos Manios.
Four mil
and Shalos Manios, right. It's not a set. It's not a set thing.
You say 1 mil when you say you have to walk for.
Yeah.
You have to walk for field receiver a certain amount of mil. You can say also Shalos
Manios. Maybe I would have to see what he says. So I don't want to put words in. Okay. Now. Now, if you look in Hilchos Mila, right, but it doesn't work in with the reality that shows my next thing, because basically, like Rabbi Yaakov Havitz said to me, if you look in that Sefer Zman in Bahavana, so basically the three. Every shita has three variations. In other words, there's the degree shita. In other words, the winter is the shortest, and the but then the summer is the longest. But in between is the time of where it's the day and night are equal. In other words, the Tkufas Nisan and Tishrei, we have the equal days. So that's middle. So even though that could be, but that doesn't mean that the shorter days are necessarily the shortest. In other words, if you could have something in the Tkufas Tishrei and Tkufas Nisan that is not, whereas you can have days that are shorter days, but then they're going to have a longer zman than in some days in the winter where they're not, because Rabbi Yaakov Havel explained to me was the way the tilt of the earth is going to cause sometimes to be longer or shorter. So therefore, when it's an even day, then it won't be as long, because the tilt won't be as much. So the factor is not only the difference between the longer days versus the shorter days. Is another criteria of the tilting of the of
maybe not everything
an even day. So that'll play a role as well, and therefore you can have so on the even days it'll be different. Okay, we have to. I'll have to show it to you inside the show. So if you look on page 6 in Hilchos Mila, he talks about Shir Bein HaShmashos. So he says Shir Bein HaShmashos Iflugu Tanai V'Amorai V'Sof Tarek V'Amem V'Likin V'Kasim B'Al Yitzer V'Safkul An Halacha Kidvei Mi Hilchach Yisiali Yenuka Misha Kishka Chama Sapiku and the Shalom Ben Ashmashos to Rabbi Yosef. If a Tinoch would be born, Misha Tishka Chama Sapiku and the Shalom Ben Ashmashos to Rabbi Yosef. So that's already Ben Ashmashos. So when is that? So Mishatishka Chama Pashas would mean when? Shki Yashniya. Right? Because that's Ben Ashmashos according to Rabbein Tam. Mishatishka Chama. So the last three quarters of a mil until the stars come out. So if it's in that time zone, that's suffix. But comes to Shach and says, Sifkot Yudalf, kind of carefully himself from Lila, a Kurdish fire, Mishaniru Shlosha Kachovin, Beinonim Lailahu, Uvichuvus Maram Al Shakar. So this is the famous tshuva of the Maram al Shakar. Siman Tzadi Vav. She'elatino she'nolad v'erev Shabbos achar shkiyas achama kodem she'niru shlosh kochavim beinonim. So what's the din? Im nimol yom rishon kedas harif v'arambam v'arosh. So do we say right after shkiyas has already been a shmoshor? So no. It's still vadayom according like Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, "Sheherich lavi shitas ha'gaonim aposkim v'ir dveim masik kol d'milsa da'yiduke in malin oso ad yom rishon." So he says, "Kids born after shkia, what we call shkia rishonim." So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's vada yom. So then he should be nimol. say he was born on Shabbos, right after Shkia. So the Rebbeinu Tam Shita is it's a Shabbos bris. And but the Maram Al Shaka was the one who paskined like the Gaonim. He says right after Shkia Sachama is Meir Shmashos. So that is the source. Of this shita, what we call the shita of the Gra, the shita of the Gaonim, is this tshuva of the Maram al Shaka. And the Michas Kohen is not happy with him, because the Michas Kohen is a big Rabbeinu Tam person. But if you look now in the tshuva of Rav Avadi Yosef, this tshuva we've been making mention of many times, this is Chelak Shvi, seventh Chelak of Yabia Omer, on page 20. He says, Nishalti Odus Tinok Shenolad Be'er Shabbos Esrim Dachos Acha Shkia Sachama, 20 minutes after Shkia, Ha'im Yesh Lomol B'Shabbos or Yesh Litchos B'Losol Acha Shabbos. So that's basically the machlokis between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Maram Al Shaka. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Vadayom. So therefore, you give the bris milas on Friday. The next, it was Friday afternoon after Shkia. So he says, so that's Vadayom. According to the Maram al Shaka, that's Vaday Laila. Vaday Laila. So who do we pass him like? So he says, so look what he writes on page 21. We call Mokum, page 21 on the bottom. We call Mokum, Ein lechachchein shehaminag haposhet b'Yerushalayim v'chol Eretz Yisrael usiyoseh kedas haMaram al Shaker. He says the minag in Yerushalayim and all of Eretz Yisrael is to follow the Maram al Shaker, and therefore 3/4 of a mil after Shkia is Bein HaShmashos, and after that is Laila. So if you have 20 minutes, even if the biggest shita, what's the biggest shita? 3/4 of 24 is 18. So even if you have the most machmir shita, is 18 minutes. And here he was born 20 minutes. So Rav Avadi Yosef says, it's what? What? Shabbos bris. Now, so what's the chiddush of Rav Avadi Yosef? Well, so first he says that with Magabi Bris Mila, we only follow Rabbeinu Tam L'chumra, so on Motzai Shabbos. But if the Shaila of Bris Mila, then if you're going to follow Rabbeinu Tam, a cool is going to come out of it, because you're not going to do Mila on the proper eighth day. Magabi Shabbos, you want to keep later Shabbos, okay, because sometimes you keep later Shabbos. But for a bris milah, to keep later would forfeit milah bezmanah. So therefore, he says. So basically, he's saying is the ikar adin is the Maram al Shaka, the Shach quotes it, and Rabbeinu Tam, even is just the chumrah, which is a big kiddush, because Rav Avadi Yosef is a big mechaber person, and now he's giving up the mechaber. He's giving up the mechaber, and he's saying, well, and he calls it because minug. The minug is minug Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim is to follow what he calls the shita as a ga'onim. The 3/4 of a mil And that's it. And then he says another thing. He says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's all interesting, perspective of things. He says, he was very machmir. On page 23, second arrow. He says, you have to keep Bein HaShemashos until 25 minutes. 25 minutes, that's his chumrah. 25 minutes. Now, if it would be 25 minutes, in this case, when the boy was born 20 minutes, it would be Bein HaShemashos, so you couldn't... Meaning, he's saying that the Iker's man, in other words, the Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Avadi Yosef, all these Jerusalem rabbis are basically holding like the Gaonim. It's just Rav Avadi Yosef, you're holding like the Gaonim. So then, what, 18, 20 minutes, that's all you need. 20 minutes for sure. And Rav Shlomo Zalman also like the Gaonim. So if you're holding like the Gaonim, 25 minutes? Too much. Too much. And then he says, "Hosu b'shem sefer Imre Yosha shachazanish hayamekel benolot shloshim v'chamesh dakos achar shkia v'erev Shabbos." What do you mean, mekel? What? A kid was born. He says, "Benolot shloshim achar shkia v'erev Shabbos." 35 minutes Friday night. Because it is shelled what?
You do meal on Shabbos.
You do meal on Shabbos. 35 minutes. So he says, Mekel meaning, one second. So he says, "Yotze Eifel Sheesu V'Sheva Dachos Hachashkia Azlo Dishasov Shuv Sof Shuv Vadelayla Zvadelayla." So Rav Avadi says 20 minutes, but the main one of the main points, like Rabbi Will once pointed out, one of the main points is that you see when we say 3/4 of a mil, that's from Tishka Chama until Hichsiv El Yom Vishmel Atachto. But then you have Shitas Rav Yossi of Tzeisa Chachovim. Shitas Rav Yehuda is not what? Is earlier. So maybe 3/4 of a mil is only for Rav Yehuda, but we want to follow Rav Yossi who holds Tzeisa Chachovim. And Rav Yossi Shita is Harif Ayin is only after Rav Yehuda's Shita is over. So Rav Avadia Yosef says that, but it's immediate. It's immediate. Meaning, you have the 3/4 of a mil, Spanish Russia, and right after the 3/4 of a mil is the Harif Ayin of Rav Yossi, and then it's Laila. But when is the Harif Ayin of Rav Yossi? It's after, but right after. So, whenever you hold the 3/4 of a mil is, and then right after the 3/4 of a mil is what? Is finished. So therefore, he says, so if it's 18 minutes, so then, if you want to say whatever sheet you want, 13 and a half, or I don't know, whatever it is, right after the 3/4 of a mil is right after the 18. So, biyat, terrifying. So, not even a minute. So the biggest sheet for the 3/4 of a mil is 18. So then you still have to write for Rav Yossi, but that's only a hair fine. And then it's Vaday Laila.
That's where it gets 18
for candlelighting
before.
No, 1 second. But he says the other sheet, the other Rishonim, that say that what? That it's not right away after. It's somewhat distantly after. It can be 10, 15 minutes after. So Mamela, what? So according to those shitas, even if you want to say it's 18 minutes, but you still have to wait another maybe 10 minutes to get to Rav Yossi. Because it's muflok. We'll see. The Rishonim have a machlokas. Is Rav Yossi right away after Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda is 3/4 of mil from Hichsir El Tishka Chama and Hichsir El Yishon Tachton. So according to some Rishonim, the hair fine is right away. And according to other shitas, it's muflok. It's somewhat distant. So Mamela, that is an integral part of his shita. An integral part of the shita of what? Of Rav Avadya is that what? That the Beit HaShemoshet Rav Yossi is right away. So therefore, by 20 minutes for sure, it's for sure Laila Gomer. The only problem is, but you can't see the stars at that point. So he writes on page 24. He says, "Yesh lo mishum." He says, "Mashchokus manei lo kochav beinonim gam kavur esrim dakos." They don't see it at 20. They only see it maybe by 25. He says, "No, but the Shulchan Aruch Haram says, 'Aznim yofchom beinonim lezakei haraos mehadzadinim.'" It's only people who are real, you know, have good eyesight and know how to train to, you know, professional star seers. You know, they know how to, you know, see it, and the special. So Ramela, and that's what, it's a Kiddush, that's what should be tolerated among people who have the special expertise. And not like Rav Henkin says, it's, you know, the Hamonam. So, but Rav Tukachinsky says no. Rav Tukachinsky says that Rav Yossi is not right away afterwards. So Rav Avadya Yosef has to come on with another chiddush. In other words, he has to basically say that we pass him like the Gaonim, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Then he has to say that but the Gaonim is 3/4 of a mil plus a hair fine. And then he has to say, and even though you can't see stars, well, some people could see stars. If you have good eyesight and you train like an astronomer or whatever, so then, so that's what he paskin. And he says, but he wants to do like Rabbeinu Tam. And he quotes Rav Vosner, "Sheim hu machmir b'motzei Shabbos k'das Rabbeinu Tam, poshut shoshu lo mul b'Shabbos tinuk shenolad." Whereas if you always follow Rabbeinu Tam and b'motzei Shabbos, so then all of a sudden you're going to follow the Gaonim by a bris mila. So he says, Pasha that you can't be mal.
Why not?
One second. Bibu Machmir, if it's Motzei Shabbos, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam. So now he's born, say, a Friday. Say 25 minutes after, So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, that's still by the yom. So you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. So he says, no. What do you mean you know Hegwag Rabbeinu Tam? You get Mevatel Mitzvah? And you have to follow Minhag Eretz Yisrael. So he says, you follow Minhag Eretz Yisrael, and the Bris Milah is based on 3/4 of a mil. Even though you normally follow Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't matter. You don't have a right to go against Minhag Eretz Yisrael. And Minhag Eretz Yisrael is to follow the Golden. This Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not like Rabbeinu Tam.
So then, aren't you doing the same thing by keeping
Shabbat? But that's a Chumrah. You want to keep a Chumrah, do a Chumrah. But when you show your true colors, that's when you're doing a Kula. You're doing, so if you're going to say that the baby was born, you know, let's say Shabbos, 25 minutes after Shkia, and then you're going to say, well, to do a Shabbos Tris, is if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, or 25 minutes on the other side, when you get to Shabbos, and you say you follow Rabbeinu Tam, so, of course, say in the other case, where it's going out of Shabbos, if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, so that's a big problem, because you're going against the Midrash. He says, you should be machmir when Rabbeinu Tam is at Chumrah. That's on Motzei Shabbos. That's the Chumrah, so follow Rabbeinu Tam the Chumrah. But to follow Rabbeinu Tam to allow us say we can't do a Bris Milah in Shmini, like if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, the kid was born on Friday 25 minutes after Shkia, and you need to follow Rabbeinu Tam to say that you can't do a Bris Milah on Shabbos because of that. And according to the Golden, that's for sure you do it 25 minutes
after Shabbos.
So then he says, not right.
Is it a
Pitzel Asse
better than a
Oyver Lotase? So therefore, he passed him that. That the Bris Milah you follow 20 minutes, and maybe I'll have another package to show you exactly how long it is, but more or less that amount of time. And then the Rabbi Tzion Avachol doesn't like that. He says it's too early because you don't see the stars. How can you pass for 20 minutes? You don't see the stars, or Rabbi Yosef says, okay, we don't see the stars, but we don't have such good eyesight. But they're there. And Rabbi Tzion Avachol says you can't follow 20 minutes. You can't follow 20 minutes. It's not right. You can't see the stars. And therefore you can't do a Bris Milah with that. I'm sorry. If it was more than 20 minutes after Shkia Friday, you can't do a Bris Milah. Okay, Bezushan. Sunday we'll continue this packet and maybe go to the next packet. But this is we didn't see the Vilna Gaon yet. But this is the Maram al Shachis shot as quoted in the Shach, the book of Mila. And that Shach was a big thing, because basically we're saying you follow Rabbeinu Tam, but not the Hebrew. But it's interesting, but in the Shach he was only saying it for Chumrah. He was only saying that if he was born 3/4 of a mil on Friday, so he was born right after Shkia, so you do Chumrah, you give the Bris Milah on Sunday. But he never but the Shach didn't use it as Makula. He's using it even Makula. That once it's 3/4 of a mil, that's Vade Laila. And because he holds 3/4 of a mil, and then you have to have Rav Yosef, but he holds Rav Yosef just the Masha who, and the Masha is right away, as opposed to Rav Tum Kaczynski, who will see, holds that the Masha is not right away. And then you hold like that, then it works good with the Matzias, because Rav Tum Kaczynski wants you to wait, I don't know, some 10 minutes for, I don't know exactly, but he wants you to wait more, and then happy you'll be able to see the stars. So therefore, so that's the big question that Rav Ruhl pointed out. But the Gemara says that the Banish Mashal of Rav Yosef is only after Rav Yehuda, is that Biad after or Muflok, meaning with some distance, not Banish Biad. Okay, but we didn't finish this packet, but this is a very fundamental thing. So basically, this Minhag Yisrael basically trumps what he normally considers the what the halach is, which is fascinating.